基督的名，阿门。好的，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
OK， 我们来看一下啊。很高兴我们今天三堂我们福音堂三个不同的群体可以再一次的聚集在这个地方同心敬拜我们的神。
It is wonderful that we have three congregations together worship our Lord.
我们教会今年的主题是什么？大家还记得吗
？Do you remember our theme for this church this year?
走出去哈，三个字很简单。
It's walk out.
Yeah,
go out.
我们虽然已经到十月，我们还是要走出去哈。那所以我们有一个短宣队，我们十月即将要去到德国。
So even though we're already in October, we still need to go out. Now we know we have a mission team going to Germany next coming soon.
我们盼望我们这一年借着这个主题，能够鼓励大家能够走出去，走出自己的舒适圈，走出自己的限制也能够。借着我们走出去，能够把福音带到我们的社区，带到人群当中。
So we're hoping that through this theme, we encourage everyone to go out of your comfort zone, go out of your limit, and reach out to the community and to the world.
对，讲到走出去的时候，就让我们想到一句很有名的非洲的谚语。
So when we talk about going out, it reminds us of a famous saying in Africa.
他说 if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
这谚语是说一个人走得快，一个人走得快，一起走走得远。
对，一个人走得快，一起走得远。
So it means that it tells us that we can go faster if we're alone, but if we want to go further, we have to walk together.
所以当我们走出去走到了今年的十月的时候，我们要来思想的事情是说，我们不只是要走出去，我们更要走得远，走得好，走得美。
So now that we come to October of the year, we reflect on how we did and how we will continue to walk faster and further.
特别是我们明年的教会的主题将会是在家庭宣教的这个区块当中。
Especially we look in light of our theme for next year, that's with the theme of family mission.
他的是我们盼望是说能够从这代到那代。
So we're hoping the theme will focus on passing on our faith from generation to generation.
那所以我们怎么样从走出去到从这代到那代做一个连结呢
？So how do we link these two themes from walking out or go out to passing on from generation to generation？
对，所以我们今天特别用这样，今天用这样一个一起走得远的这样一个信息来作为这两个主题的一个连结。
So I'm hoping that with today's message, it will serve a link between the two themes.
因为我们相信说，所谓的家庭宣教不只是在我们家庭当中有一些的敬拜，在我们的家庭当中，我们一起来唱诗歌，一起来读经。
I believe family mission doesn't limit it to like family worship together or singing or reading Bibles together.
我自己在祷告，在想到这个家庭宣教这个的意向的时候，我希望看到的是一个。我们福音堂的每一个弟兄姐妹都把自己当作是一个宣教士，让我们能够把我们的家庭当作是我们宣教的工厂。
When I was meditating and preparing for the theme for next year, I'm visioning that each family of our church will view their family as a mission field.
也就是说，我们不只是要把福音传遍地极，更要把福音带进我们家里的每一个角落。
In other words, we're not spreading the gospel to the end of the world, but also make known that each each of our family members know gospel well.
所以我们要往这个方向做的时候，我们就要想到说，我们走出去，我们需要同伴。
So when we think about this, and we will realize that when we go out, we need partners, we need companions.
但是我们要走得好，走进我们的家庭，我们就需要同心同行的一起走。
So if we want to walk together, we walk well, we need to walk in unity.
所以我们今天会用生命记的一段的经文，我们一起来思想我们怎么样一起走，走得远。
So let's look at this point from Deuteronomy.
好，我们先从英文，我们先念英文的念一次，好吧？
So let's read these verses first in English, then in Chinese. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, chapter 8.
好，我们一起来、yeah.
Let's read. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply. Go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna,
which you did not know, nor did your fathers know. Now he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him.
好，我们来念一次的中文啊，《生命记》八章一节开始，我们一起来。
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，渐渐进入耶和华上帝列祖列世界的那地。你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这事情，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心意。
他考验你，
任你饥饿，将你的粪便所吐出的馅食的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的这话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有走肿。
你当
当心思想，耶和华是什么教导？好像人管教孩子一样，你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
好，我们从我们刚才这段经文当中，我们可以有下面三点的分享。
So we can see three points from the verses we just read.
第一个就是说，回顾神的带领，或者是继续向前走。
The first point reminds that ask us to remember God's guidance in the past, so we can move forward.
对，我们刚才读的那个经文当中的八章二节，他说：“你也要纪念耶和华你的神，在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不可能。”
So Deuteronomy 8:2 it says, "And you shall remember the whole way the Lord your God had led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that He might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart." Whether you would keep his commandments or not.
所以我们知道这段经文是摩西在以色列人即将要进入应许之前对他们的一个回顾跟劝勉。
So we all know that this message was from Moses who gave the Israelites before they entered into the promised land.
旷野的四十年是一段漫长又艰辛的旅程。
The Israelites have been in the wilderness for 40 years. Those are long, hard years.
我们的人生， 我不晓得，不管我们的人生现在是停在哪一个阶段，我们回首过去看的时候，我相信我们也会觉得那是一段漫长又艰辛的旅程。
So it doesn't matter what age you are at. If you look back, I believe you will see your years has been long and hard.
对，我们读这段经文，我们看到他们在这个旅程当中有缺乏，有挑战，也有软弱。
When we read this message, we know that in the past they have they had challenges, they had their weakness.
但是摩西在这段经文当中提醒以色列人说，这一切都在神的计划当中，神允许他们经历这些，是为了要塑造他们的生命，让他们学习更加谦卑，更加信靠神。
Yet Moses reminded them that everything they experienced were from within God's plan, and God had allowed them to experience all this so that they can be built up.
经文当中的那个纪念这个字 remember， 它不是一个单纯的怀旧，而是一种有力量的行动。
So the word remember here is not just it does not just mean to remember something that passed. It is also an action with strength.
他将过去神的信实化为现在顺服的一个动力。
It is something that will change what you experienced in the past and convert that into the strength or power that you can walk forward.
也会成为我们未来前行的勇气。
It also becomes the courage that enables to walk forward.
这也就是我们能够走出去的一个根基。
And this is the foundation that we can walk out.
所以神，当我们回顾我们自己教会的历史，或是回顾神在我们个人，在我们的家庭，在我们的团契，在我们的教会当中带领的时候，这些恩典，那些恩典的记号，就会成为我们走出去并且继续走下去的一个信心的来源以及见证的所在。
So when we look back, when we look at the guidance we receive from the Lord, whether for ourselves, whether from family or our church, they all become a mark of grace from God, and they'll become encouragement for us to walk forward.
我们不是腾空出世的一群人。
We're not just appeared out of nothing.
我们也不是只是2025年才存在在这里的一群人。
We're not just a group of people who suddenly appeared in this 2025.
麻省华人福音堂从过去到现在神一路的带领。
CGCM has walked its way with God's guidance all these years.
我们个人，我们家庭，神也是这样一路的带领我们。
In the same way, God has guided us for ourselves and our family.
所以当我们回顾过去的带领的时候，我们就有那个动力，就有那个勇气，就有那个信心，能够继续的往前走。
So when we review God's guidance in our past, so we will know that God is with us and we have the courage and strength to walk forward.
第二个我们可以学习的就是说遵行神的话语是我们共同的脚步。
And the second point we learned from the passage is that we obey God's words and regard that as our common steps.
那个第六节他说你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
So verse 6 it says, So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him.
遵行他的道，有些这些解经书上说这个原文讲的就是说是行走在神的道路上面。
So walking in his way is walking the way that God has laid out for you.
意思就是说我们现在走的这一条路不是我们自己选择的，而是神为着他的子民所预定的。
In other words, the path that we walk on is not what we decided, but what God had decided for us.
所以我们要一起走，我们就必须要走在同样一条的道路上面。
So if we are walking together, we must walk on the same path.
希伯来书十一章四十节他讲的很 讲得很清楚，他说因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
In Hebrews 40:11 it says that God has prepared this more beautiful thing for us so that we can walk together and to receive this blessing.
所以在这条路上面，这条路我们所走的路就是神的话语。
And this path that we walk on is the word of God.
当我们每天在遵行神的话语的时候，我们就每天走在神的道路上面。
When we obey God's every day, obey God's word every day, we are walking in His path.
所以不论我们是来自中文堂的、英文堂的，或是青少年团契的，不论我们的年龄、背景、文化的不同，神的话语是我们共同的指引和基础。
So it doesn't matter whether you're from the Chinese congregation or English congregation or the youth.Whether whatever your age is, and when we walk together, we have this common foundation, which is God's word that we walk to walk on.
所以我们今天的聚集不是腾空出世的，但是我们今天的聚集是有根有基的。
So our gathering today is not out of blue. It's we have a foundation. We have its history.
所以我们要一起走，就是要走在神的道路上面，在神的道路上面一起成长。
So when we walk together, it means we are walking together in God's way, and we are growing in God's words.
我们当中做父母的都很关心孩子在信仰上的成长。
Our parents here will always care about our children's growth in spirit.
感谢主，我们福音堂从Children Program 到 Youth Fellowship 到大人都有一个非常好的一个都有非常好的一些的聚会。
We praise the Lord that we have very good gatherings, whether it's children or youth or adults.
我昨天去旁边一个教会参加他们的一个那个传道按牧典礼。
I went to a pastor ordained ceremony to a church nearby.
我看他们台上站的牧师一排，我说哇，我说这个教会兵强马壮。
And I saw there's a whole line of pastors on stage. I said, "Wow, this is a great church with."
中文牧师、英文牧师，还有什么这个城区部牧师什么，哇，一排站在那个地方，哇，这个好多，这个很可能很多教会。这些教牧师在那边，我的意思是说，他可能可以分成很多不同的教会出来。
I saw so many pastors on stage in that church. Each one will be responsible for different ministry. And I'm thinking in my mind that, well, so many pastors, maybe they can be equipped to pastors quite a few churches.
对，但是我也同时。看到这样的兵强马壮教会的时候，同时我也会为福音堂而感恩。
When I saw this church with strong leadership, and I'm also grateful for our church, the Chinese Gospel Church.
福音堂虽小，但是就像我们中国成语说的，麻雀虽小，五脏俱全。
Although CGCM is not a huge church, yet, as the Chinese would say, that a sparrow may be small, but it has all its functions.
我们有青少年牧师，我们有英文牧师，我们有中文牧师。
We have a pastor for the youth. We have a pastor for the English congregation. We also have pastors for the Chinese, for the Mandarin congregation.
我们还有一群忠心爱主的长老，并且认真服侍的执事。
And we also have a great a group of faithful servant elders and deacons.
并且有忠心持守团契的团契主席们。
We also have very dedicated leaders of each fellowship.
所以我们其实样样都不缺。
So we are not in lack of anything.
缺的就是我们怎么样在这样一个环境当中成长。
So what we're lacking is how we grow in this environment.
我刚才讲到说，我们当中做父母的，我们都希望我们孩子能够在教会当中能够得到最好的一个供应，能够在信仰上成长。
We talk about the parents here are all, they all wanted to have a wonderful program so their children can grow in our church.
但是我也常常提醒大家说，我们不只是孩子成长就好，你也要一起成长。
We also wanted to remind everyone that not only that you want your children to grow spiritually, but you yourself will also need to grow.
如果你不能成长，你的孩子可能也不能成长。
If you don't grow yourself, your children may not grow either.
其实在基督里，不管你的年纪有多大，你都可以成长，因为在基督里我们都是新造的人。
As we all know that we are new creation in Christ, so no matter how old you are, you always have space to grow.
所以我们就应当在主的道路上，我们与我们的孩子，与我们的在教会的同伴，我们一起成长。
So we should grow together with our children, with our partners in Christ.
这样才能够让我们的孩子看见我们所信的神是真神，是一个可以改变人心的主。
So our children will look at us and see that the God that we worship is the true God, and we can grow and grow our faith together.
我最近读到一本这个关于这个亲子养育孩子的这一类的书哈，它有一个，它的作者讲到说，假如身为爸妈的你都做不到的事情，不要指望要求你的孩子去做到。
I was reading a book about raising children recently, and in the book it talks about a teaching saying, if you as a parent cannot do this, don't force your children to do that.
所以我们套在我们教会生活来讲的话，就是说，假如你只要求你的孩子每周来教会参加周五的团契、周日的主日崇拜，你觉得他就能够成长的话，可能跟你想的不一样。
So we can use that same analogy to our church life. If you're thinking that if you bring your children to church on Fridays and Sundays, and you thought that will be sufficient for them to grow, things may turn out differently.
假如你让你的孩子去青少年团契，然后你觉得他就能够成长，但你自己却不积极的参与你所属于的团契聚会，不认真的在主日崇拜当中敬拜主，不积极的在主日学当中学习成长，你想想看，你的孩子会如何看待你期望他能够有的这个基督的信仰呢？
If you bring your children to the children program or the youth group.And well, on the other hand, you don't spend your time with the Lord. You don't read Bibles and don't go to fellowships. And what do you think you're a kind of example that you're setting for our children if they can grow seeing you as an example?
你的孩子要在你的身上看见你希望他们成长的这个基督的信仰。
And your children...would like to see what you are, so that they can grow into someone more like Jesus. So you need to set up an example.
所以我们每周五的团契，不是因为我们的孩子来教会参加儿童或青少年的聚会，所以我们闲着也闲着，就坐在那个地方查查经打发时间。
So we came to our Friday fellowship not because we're just killing time when we are sending our children to the children's program or the youth program, but we need to focus on God's words.
假如我们能够把每周团契的聚会当作是我们一个属灵的家，我们能够跟弟兄姐妹有很好的互动。我们能够在查经当中有所得着，能够一起成长的话，我们的孩子们就能够看见我们所期望他们的这个信仰是一个活的，是一个可以改变他们父母的信仰。
If we come to church fellowship and we will interact with our brothers and sisters and we grow in God's words and it will show our children that the God that we worship is a true God.
假如我们每一个礼拜的主日崇拜，我们都能够提前来到会场，至少能够准时来到会场，一起来敬拜，一起来专心的敬拜神，我们的孩子就能够看到我们所信的神是活神，因为我们正在敬拜他。
So if we come to church early on Sunday, or at least you be here on time, and we worship God together, and when your children sees you in such a revering God, way of revering God, they will understand that the God we worship is a living God.
又假如我们愿意让自己参加一次幸福小组的服事或者任何一个传福音的服事，让我们自己能够经历福音的大能对我们的改变，我们的孩子就能够看见我们所信的神是一个能够改变人的神。
If your children see you serving in the happiness group or any other group that was serving the Lord, they see you living out your faith, they will grow.
又假如你可以把明年你们家庭要出外旅游的计划能够改变成一次全家一起参加的一个外宣计划的话，你的孩子就会看见你所信的神他是一个差派人走出去的神。
So maybe you can change your family vacation trip to a family mission trip. When your children see this, and they will see that our God is a God of mission.
这就是生命记八章六节讲到的遵行他的道敬畏他。
And this what is talked about in Deuteronomy 8:6, walking in God's way and fearing Him.
这也是我们刚才前面讲到的说家庭宣教的一个，我们对家庭宣教的一个真正的一个期望是让我们自己把自己当作是一个宣教士来看待，在教会中受装备，在教会当中得到成长，在教会当中一起成长，然后我们才能够将福音带到我们的家里头去。
So this is what we're talking about, a family mission. So we come to church and get trained, get equipped, and so we are well equipped to bring the gospel into our family.
一起走，走得远，是要我们一起走在神的话语的道路上面，一起成长。
When we talk about walk together so we can walk farther, we're talking about walking together in God's words.
因为神的话语是我们共同的脚步。
Because God's words is our common steps.
第三个就是传承基督的信仰是我们永续的旅程。
The third point here is passing on the Christian faith is our sustainable journey.
在生命记八章四节那个地方，他说这四十年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
In Deuteronomy 8:4, it talks about your clothing did not wear out, and your feet did not swollen in those 40 years.
四十年衣服没有穿破，你的脚没有肿，这是一个非常奇妙的一个恩典。
This is amazing grace that you walk in the wilderness for 40 years and your clothing are still not worn and your feet are not swollen.
意思就是说你40年都不用换衣服啊。
Maybe it talks about you never have to change your clothes in those 40 years.
因为我们当中一些姐妹可能会不大喜欢这样一个神迹啊。
This might,
这样一个恩典。
This might be different from some of our sisters would imagine that not necessary to their alike.
但是他这个摩西这样提醒是要提醒他的要将要进入到这个应许地的百姓说神的供应是持续不断的，神的保护是随时随在的。
And yet Moses saying this because he wanted to remind Israelites that God's provision has been continuous and his presence is always.
所以不管你跟随主多久，他的供应都与你同在，他的保护都随时随在。
No matter how long you have been with the Lord, His provision and His protection is always with you.
也就是说，换到我们今天来讲的话，就是当我们进入到神的教会当中的时候，不论我们是谁，不论我们来自何处，教会都应当能够把神的供应跟神的保护提供给每一个在教会当中的人。
So in other words, when you come to the church, and no matter what your background is, no matter what you do, and the church should be able to provide you with the protection and provide what you need through God's grace.
对于在北美的华人教会来讲，这个北美的华人教会有一个跟其他地方，至少跟台湾或是中国或其他的一些地方的教会一个不同的一个现象。
The Chinese church in North America has a very unique characteristics.
对，使者协会的主席柏友成，他在使者杂志当中，今年的使者杂志当中有一期当中，他提到一个，他把这个现象用三种鱼来做一个比喻。
So, the chairman of Christian Messenger Association once said in the Master Magazine.
他说在华人教会当中的第一代移民，他用鲈鱼做一个代表。
He's saying the first generation Chinese is more like a bass.
因为鲈鱼是一种适应力很强的鱼，既能够在淡水中生存，也能够在咸水中生存，所以他们就是一种适应力非常强的一种的鱼。
You know, bass is a very strong in their adaptation. They can live both in salt water and fresh water.
所以他就说，华人教会当中的第一代移民就像鲈鱼一样，为了生存和发展，他们需要适应新的环境，学习新的语言和文化。
So the first generation Chinese will be just like a bass because they have to get used to the new environment, to learn a new language, to survive in a new society.
然后他们通常会保留自己原有的文化传统，同时努力地融入新的社会。
At the same time, they are maintaining their own culture and to bring that culture into the society.
所以他说，第一代的华人移民在特别在华人教会当中的，他们都是一群脚踏实地努力工作才能获得成功，通常也在文化融入方面面临挑战的一群人。
So these first generation immigrants, they work very hard. They low key. They make great effort so they can survive and thrive in this new society.
那第二代的他这边讲 1.5 或者第二代 1.5 就是说那种不是在这边生但是在这边长大的，那第二代是在这边生在这边长大的这种华人教会当中的孩子们。
So the second generation, some of these would say the one and a half generation, talking about those who are not necessarily born here but came to the States when they're very young.
对，柏友成他是用这个鲑鱼哈来代表象征这个族群的人。
So he's saying that this group of population is more like salmon.
对，他说因为鲑鱼是一种洄游鱼类，他们会在淡水和 海洋之间往返，他们需要适应不同的水域环境，同时保持自己的特性。
When he said they're like salmon because you know salmon is an anadromous fish, they travel back and forth between the salt water and the fresh water.
所以第二代移民他们是在这两种文化当中长大，他们既受到父辈传统的影响，又受到主流社会的影响。
So the second generation immigrant, they grew up in this society, yet they were greatly influenced by their family, the culture that their parents brought.
所以他们面临的挑战是说，他们必须要在这两种文化当中找到一个平衡点，保持自己身份的认同。
And the challenge that they have is to have to balance between the two cultures and to find their own identity.
但是很多时候呢，他们真正的一个在文化认同上的挣扎，可能就是在于他们既不完全属于原生文化，也不完全属于美国文化。
And the actual challenge that they face is that they are not totally belong to the culture that their parents are from, and they are not totally in this culture that they are currently in.
对，最后他讲到第三代或者在下面的代的话，他用鳕鱼做代表。
And then we're talking about the third generation and further. They're like cod.
他说因为鳕鱼是一种生活在深海里头的鱼类，他们通常生活在较为稳定的环境中，对环境的适应能力相对较弱。
A cod will live as a deep sea fish, and then they live at the bottom of the water. And they don't usually need much adaptation.
也就是说，这第三代或者以后的这些的移民，他们进入到这个在教会当中长大的时候，他们通常是在主流社会当中长大，所以他们已经完全融入了当地的文化。
So this third generation or this cod, they grew up in the society. They are totally merged into the mainstream society. So they don't have too much of a culture from their parents.
对，所以他们可能仍然保有着这个华人的姓氏，但是他们对于父辈文化的传统可能了解不多，更认同主流文化的价值观。
They may still have, well, they will still have their family name as an immigrant or Chinese name, but they more identify themselves as American, and they would be more in agreement with the mainstream society viewpoint.
其实不只是华人教会，只在美国的这些以种族为主的这些的教会的存在，都实际上面临的这样一个挑战跟问题。
So this challenge does not only exist in the Chinese church, but also exists in all other churches of immigrants.
也就是说，我们一定会有第一代的华人进入到这个教会。
So we must, well, it tells that we have our first generation immigrants here.
我们也会有第二代的孩子在这里长大。
And we also have our children as a second generation immigrant grow up in this church.
神如果恩待我们的话，我们还会有第三代的孩子在这边成长。
With God's blessing, we should have a third generation grow up in this church.
所以作为这样一个跨代同行的教会，我们必须要了解并且接受这种复杂而多样的特性或挑战。
So with a church that has these cross generations, we have to learn how to cope with this diversity in our population, in our congregation.
并且帮助每一个族群或世代在教会当中找到共同的认同，而创造一个可以让彼此互相帮助、一起成长的环境。
We need to help all these generations to find a common point or a common foundation so we can walk together and grow together.
当我们能够一起在教会当中，如果成年人愿意聆听扶持年轻的一代，年轻人愿意尊重学习上一代的智慧的时候，我们就能够三鱼共持的能够一起走在神的道路当中。
When our adults would like to listen to our youth and train them, and our youth, on the other hand, will like to obey and listen to get the wisdom from our adults.And this will form a church that's in unity, and we can walk together.
我们就能够一起走，走得远。
And this will be like a pond with three fish, and we can walk together, we can walk further.
那如何把今天这样的一个信息应用在我们的实际的生活当中呢？
So how do we use this message in our daily life?
我们可以有以下四点的思来一起来思考。
So we can reflect upon this in four points.
第一个就是我们要回到圣经，扎根在神的话语跟祷告上。
First, we need to return to the Bible. We need to be rooted in God's word.
就让我们的生命价值观、世界观，还有日常的思想的根基，是来自永恒不变的神的话语，而不是来自短暂易变、以人为中心的网络世界。
So that our point of view, our world view, will be coming from God's word, not be influenced by this society.
第二个，我们要回到教会。
And second, we need to return to church.
就是拥抱神的子民。
To embrace God's people.
我们借着积极参与教会的聚会，能够与弟兄姐妹有更多的交通，能够有更多彼此的扶持，更多互相的代求。主耶稣所应许说，两三个人奉我的名聚 在一起，我就在你们中间的应许就能够发生在我们当中。
We need to come back to church so that we worship together with our brothers and sisters. We need to grow together. When Jesus said, if there are two and three people pray together, I will be among you.
第三个，我们就是要回到家庭。
And the third point is that we need to return to the family.
珍惜我们的家人朋友。
We need to learn to appreciate our family and our friends.
趁着你的配偶、你的孩子都在你身边的时候，给他们多一点的拥抱，给他们多一点的关怀。
When your spouse and children are here, give them your love, your hugs, and your encouragement.
假如你想到一个正在挣扎的朋友的时候，给他一个电话，给他一个问候。
If you remember, think of someone of your brothers or sisters that is in need, give him a call, give her a call.
最后就是回到基督。
And the last point is return to Christ.
特别是在现在这一个越来越分裂的国家当中的时候，我们需要回到基督。
And this point is critically important in nowadays where the society is vital is deeply divided.
我们需要为爱、为和解来祷告。
We need to pray for love and for reconciliation.
我们需要为那些我们知道或不知道心灵受伤、受害的人来祷告。
We need to pray for those who are hurt in their heart.
也要为那些心怀不平甚至心怀仇恨的人来祷告。
And we also need to pray for those who are hateful.
让我们一起回顾神在我们当中的恩典，以此来作为力量。
And we should reflect or remember God's grace among us and convert that into our power to walk.
让我们一起遵行神的话语，以此为方向。
Let's obey God's words and make that our mission.
让我们一起成为走入家庭的宣教士，以此为使命。
And we should make that. We should make the.Our mission that each family will be a missionary.
愿我们不论在哪一个堂会说哪一种语言，处于哪一个年龄阶段，我们都能够在这条蒙福的道路上手牵手、心连心，一起走，走得更远。
It doesn't matter which congregation you are from. It doesn't matter what age you are, and we should.Walk in unity, and we walk together, so we can walk further.
将神的爱和福音从我们这里传到地极，从我们这代传到永永远远。
So we can bring God's love and the gospel from here to the end of the world.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们好不好？我们就一起手牵着手，好，就跟你的旁边牵着手，一起来祷告。
Let me ask you to hold the hands of your neighbors and we pray together.
当我们在牵着手的时候，首先让我们安静在神的面前，想着你牵着手的人，你认识他吗？想
when we are holding hands to our neighbors, it's reflect on God's word and think about the person that you're holding hands with. Do you really know him or her?
想着牵着你牵着手的人，就是神为你预备要一起走，而且走得更远的人。
You want to be reminded that the person you are holding hands with is someone that God put in your life so that you are walking together.
想着你可以为他祷告什么？
Think about what you can pray for him or her.
想着你可以给他什么祝福？
And think about what kind of blessing you can bring to them.
因为神命定我们在福音堂当中，我们要一起走，走得远。
Because God has commanded us that we will walk together so we can walk further.
主，我们感谢你带领我们在福音堂当中成为一家人。也在福音堂当中我们可以一起走，走得远。主，我们就求主您自己在福音堂当中借着福音来改变我们，使我们成为有福音传给人的人。
Lord, we thank you for bringing us together to this church so that we can walk together and so we can walk further. And we thank you for giving us the mission to spread the gospel.
主，我们是有福音的人，我们就要把这福音传出去。
Lord, thank you. We will spread your gospel to the world.
主，我们知道传福音不是我们的工作，传福音是我们的使命。
You know that spreading the gospel is not our job, but it's our mission.
所以传福音就不只是，我们在做幸福小组，传福音也不是只是我们在做，这个海外的短宣。
Spreading the gospel is not just that we're doing the happiness group. It's not just we're going out overseas.
传福音要从我们本身开始。
Spreading the gospel starts on ourselves.
主，我们也是求主来帮助我们，让我们更多的认识我们身旁的人。
Lord, we ask your help so that we know our neighbors better.
这个我此刻牵着手的人。
The person that I'm holding hand with now.
我相信是主你给我们的，给我的祝福。
I believe this is a blessing that we all receive from you.
帮助我们珍惜彼此，并且携手一起走。
Help us to appreciate one another so we can walk together.
使我们可以继续走在主的话语当中，也可以继续的走得远，走得好，走得美。
So that we can walk together in your word, we can walk further, we can walk beautifully.
感谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We thank you in Jesus' name.